We hear this call from John the Baptist, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Of course, that is what this Advent season is about, is preparation. Preparing ourselves to celebrate our Lord's birth at Christmas, but so much more. And we heard that last week, and it continues in the gospel this week with John the Baptist calling out this call to preparation to the people of Israel. Now, he came from the wilderness, proclaiming that message of repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's the one that was sent to prepare the way of the Lord. As the prophet Isaiah says, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Now, this call to prepare the way of the Lord is not just John the Baptist to his people at his time, waiting for our Lord to begin his ministry. It's a call to us as well. It's a call to each and every one of us during this Advent season to make straight his paths, make straight the path of the Lord to our heart. To open our heart in preparation for his coming. Again, not just at Christmas, but the coming of our Lord at the end of time. Now, John the Baptist predicted that our Lord would baptize with the Holy Spirit in fire. Well, we've received that baptism. When we were baptized, when we were brought forward by our parents or came forward if we were baptized later, we received that baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire when the water was poured upon us. And those words were pronounced, be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And at that moment, we received the Holy Spirit. We received that fire of Christ's love. The challenge for us, as it was stated when we were baptized, is to keep that fire burning in our hearts. And the problem is, I don't think many of us have. I don't think many of us have that fire and that zeal for Christ that John the Baptist showed. I don't think many of us have that fire and that zeal that would allow Christ to be before anything in our lives. Instead of a blazing fire consuming us out of love for Christ, it's become an ember, a sort of warm coal. It really is not blazing in our hearts. That is what we are called to do at Advent, is to prepare the way of the Lord by allowing that fire to be stoked, allowing that fire to rear up again in our souls. No longer be content with just a glowing ember, puts off a little bit of heat, but allow it to be a wildfire raging in our souls. Allow it to fuel that fire so that we may have the joy and the peace of the Lord, and we may be on fire to proclaim that joy and that peace. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do to have that fire in our hearts? Well, again, this is the preparation that we are called to do during Advent. Look at what was going on with John the Baptist. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. People were flocking to John the Baptist because he was calling out this message of repentance, this message of seeking forgiveness for our sins. If we are to have the fire of Christ's love stoked in our hearts, we first of all must acknowledge our sins and seek God's forgiveness. Because it is sin that has caused that coal to go out. It is sin that has caused it to die instead of to be remaining burning in our hearts. It is our sins that have caused us to lose that wildfire. And we need to seek to stoke it back up by seeking that forgiveness. Seeking that forgiveness and that mercy which is extended to us, especially during this season. To not allow our pride to get between us and our Lord. But to humble ourselves before Him, to go out, acknowledge our sins, to hear that call of John the Baptist, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The season of Advent is a time to prepare for the return of our Lord and to prepare our souls to receive Him. To prepare our souls to receive Him in Holy Communion every time we come forward, and to receive Him at the end time. It's too easy for us, I think, to see Advent as just the preparation for Christmas, the time to put up decorations and to clean our house and get everything ready. And it should be that. It should be a time to prepare ourselves for Christmas. But first and foremost, we need to make sure that we are prepared personally for the coming of our Lord. So as we prepare during this Advent season, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas, as we prepare for our family and our friends and everything that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, may we seek that that fire of Christ's love once again burn within us, engulf us, so that we may be prepared when our Lord returns at the end of time.